We're going to kind of switch gears here, go way south, and look at a totally different cropping system. Around the globe, most of the sugar industry is moving to green cane harvesting. Prior to this, sugar cane was burned standing before it was harvested. Due to environmental concerns and public pressure, we're now cutting it, harvesting green, which is harvesting with all the leaves, leafy material on, and allowing the chopper harvester to separate the harvestable product from the non-harvestable portion. In Louisiana, we usually have between 6 to 8 megagrams per hectare of residue. In some other country areas, you can get up to 24 megagrams per hectare. It's about roughly 20% on a fresh weight basis is going to be post-harvest residue. So we're dealing with a large amount of residue. And a lot of other parts of the world that aren't temperate, don't have temperate climates, but more tropical, the residue has shown a lot of benefits. It decreases soil evaporation, it decreases weed growth, and it helps with your nutrient cycling. Unfortunately, in Louisiana, we're not a tropical climate, we're a temperate climate. We have an excessive amount of precipitation. A large portion of the land is under forced drainage, where the water is pumped off the fields. So we're experiencing usually around a 10 to 15% yield loss where we leave this residue on. Some preliminary work we've done shows that in early spring we're affecting soil moisture. The black line is where we burn the residue off, and the white line is where we just left it on. You can see that with kilopascals, that where you burn the soil is much drier. And where you retain the residue, you keep in moisture, which would be a good thing if you were in Nebraska maybe, but not in Louisiana. We're trying to, we are growing a tropical crop in a temperate climate. And if you look at these wet soils, they're keeping, the extra moisture is keeping the soil also cool. And if you look at the threshold temperature and the number of days at the beginning of spring, you're losing about a week of growth, or the crop is delayed a week because of these cool soil temperatures as far as crop establishment. We've also done some greenhouse work and did some HPLC analysis and found benzoic acid in some of these residues. And in the greenhouse studies, we've been able to show a 50% reduction in bud germination with certain concentrations of this residue. So the residue seems to be hurting us in Louisiana, but we wanted to know, could we look at different management strategies to maybe capture some of this weed control, capture some of the nutrient recycling while still maintaining yield and not having this yield loss? So we wanted to know if effects of different removal method and timings on sugarcane yield, and to see if this was consistent across soil types and ratoon ages. With sugarcane, we plant it once and we'll get 4 harvests, and we call that the plant crop, first ratoon, second ratoon, and third ratoon. And roughly in Louisiana, half the cane is grown on heavy clay soils and the other half is grown on silt loams. So we wanted to know if that was consistent in those different schemes. As far as the experiment, we used one variety, LCP85384. At the time this experiment was initiated, this variety was on 90% of the acreage in Louisiana. We looked at first, second, and third ratoons on both heavy and light soils, and our methods were full retention, mechanical removal, and field burning. As far as mechanical removal, it's removal from the top of the row. This is an Orthman tool, and these plastic wheels are shaped in a V form where it simply brushes the residue from the top of the row into the wheel furrow. We're on a 6-foot row, so you do have some inner row space to place the residue. As far as when we removed it, we looked at the physiological stages of pre-dormancy, winter dormancy, bud sprouting, and leaf emergence. Another unique thing in Louisiana is that most other areas, after you harvest the crop, it immediately greens up and starts to grow for the next year. While in Louisiana, after we harvest, it'll green up and grow a small amount, but then be killed by winter frost and actually go dormant. These experiments were set up in a randomized complete box design with 4 reps. These were all done on growers' fields in the Terrebonne Barataria National Estuary. And it was conducted twice over years with a total of 12 trials. Just to kind of show you some of the differences of with a chopper harvester, we have a way wagon with load cells in the axles, and the cane will come here, the harvester blows the residue out the other chute. We'll get a plot weight, and then we'll get a subsample of the cane coming out so we can do quality, to actually look at cane yield, sucrose concentration, and then final sucrose yield. This was analyzed with Proc Mix with geospatial trend analysis. When we first analyzed the data, there seemed to be a large amount of error. After looking at it again, we realized all the fields had been laser leveled in one direction. And once we applied trend analysis, we were able to reduce our error greatly. Along with Proc Mix, we used the Saxton macro to separate means. As far as some of the statistical results, there were no soil by residue removal or time and interactions. We thought that we'd get a much greater loss on heavy clay soils that drained poorly, but this wasn't the case. There was a ratoon age by treatment interactions where ratoons didn't respond similarly. After looking at, you know, reanalyzing the data, the third ratoon cane was kind of the culprit in not having this pretty nice data set where everything combined. We'll first look at cane yield. We have pre-dormancy, dormancy, bud emergence, leaf emergence, and control. See, in third ratoon, your highest yields were when you removed the residue when it was dormant, followed by pre-dormancy, and all this with bud dormancy kind of being in between. But all these, once you're getting some growth after dormancy, no better than just leaving the residue on. Looking at sugar, it shows a similar pattern, except that when you remove the residue real late, it's not a statistical difference, but numerically, you're actually lower than where you just left it on. So by burning or mechanical removal late, you're disturbing the crop and further setting it back. As far as looking at the methods, burning and mechanical removal was similar, and as far as tonnage, which we were real excited about. You know, this will give us a tool different from burning. With sugar yields, they were also statistically similar and better than the control. First and second ratoons, this data did combine, but there was a removal method by time and interaction. So the capitalized letters represent different means within a column, where the small letters represent difference in means within a row. We'll first look down a column that if you burned in pre-dormancy or dormancy, you had the highest yields significantly better than all other timings. You can see right here that when you burned, once you had leaf establishment, you actually lowered your tonnage that compared to the control. As far as mechanical removal, you increased cane tonnage over the control during the pre-dormancy and dormancy, but after the crop started to break out of dormancy, it was no better than the control. As far as the different methods, burning was superior to mechanical removal at the first for the first two physiological stages. At bud dormancy, they were all similar, but interesting enough, it shows up again that if you burn late, you statistically lower cane yields. Sugar yields showed a similar pattern with burning during pre-dormancy being the best time. Dormancy still getting a significant advantage over control, but after that, the same as the control. With mechanical removal, pre-dormancy, the only time that mechanical removal gives you a yield advantage. So as far as discussion, ratoons didn't respond similarly, but effects were consistent across all types. Third ratoons yielded similarly with burning or mechanical removal, and the third ratoon yielded best when removed during dormancy. As far as first and second ratoons, burning was superior during pre-dormancy, followed by mechanical removal for your highest yields. Mechanical removal at all other stages was not effective, and burning at dormancy improved yields, but the same method, if you waited too late in the season and started having an emergency, it actually decreased yields below the control. So to give an overall conclusion as far as what we'd use for technology transfer for a grower, seems to be remove residue during pre-dormancy with mechanical methods or burning to produce high sugar yields.
Okay, we have time for a couple questions. Gavin and Ryan. Okay, let's give